I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A chemical which is found in sharks can block the process that leads to Parkinson's disease. That's what scientists at Cambridge University have found and announced this week. Known as squalamine, the substance prevents a protein called alpha-synuclein from accumulating on and damaging the membranes of nerve cells in the brain. A synthetic form of squalamine protected cells cultured in a dish, as well as microscopic worms that have been genetically altered to make them develop a Parkinson's-like syndrome. Chris Dobson explained to me how he and his colleagues made the discovery.
So what we've in fact done is to find a compound that in our laboratory conditions appears to be effective in inhibiting the processes that we associate with the beginnings of Parkinson's disease in humans.
And what are those processes? When someone develops Parkinson's disease, what's going on to cause those symptoms?
Our view is that Parkinson's disease is one of a range of diseases, includes Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases. And these are associated with proteins that misfold. So proteins in our body do just about everything necessary for life. But sometimes they will change from their functional forms into malfunctioning forms. Particularly, they will aggregate and clump together to form species which are actually toxic and generate the processes which lead to the disease.
And how are you seeking to intervene? What is the nature of the molecule that you are studying, which you think will give you a way of either stopping or reversing that process of misfolding of the proteins?
Over the last few years, we've been trying to find molecules that will interrupt specific steps in this rather complex process. This particular compound came about for a very interesting reason, that we realised that alpha-synuclein, the protein that's associated with Parkinson's disease, seems to need a membrane surface in order to begin the misfolding and aggregation to form these toxins. The normal function of alpha-synuclein, which is not fully understood, it's something to do with the action of nerve cells, involves it interacting with the cell membrane. And what happens in the disease, we think, is it interacts inappropriately with some aspects of the membrane and starts to aggregate. So the membrane is intrinsically involved in the process, not just of its function, but in the aberrant processes which lead to the disease.
And so you're saying if you can find molecules which can get between the alpha-synuclein and the membrane and either prise it off or stop it gluing itself on in the wrong way in the first place, that might help to reverse some of the damage to the cell that would otherwise occur.
That's absolutely right. There are two ways you could think of that. One is it could prevent the initial steps of the process occurring. And if you didn't get any aberrant species form, then you would never develop the disease. The compounds we've been looking at, actually, interestingly, we think actually also make the toxic clumps, if you like, less toxic, and therefore may actually be able to operate not just by stopping the process itself, but by making it less serious when it happens.
What's the compound?
The compound is called squalamine. It's an aminosterol, but it has a very interesting history because it was originally discovered in the dogfish shark about more than 20 years ago. And it was known to be an antibiotic and had actually been tested to see whether it might actually be effective in various types of disease. But the really key issue, this is with our collaborators at Georgetown University, discovered that squalamine, in fact, interacted with cell membranes. And as they knew the type of work we were doing, the possibility arose that the interference with the cell membrane might actually affect the way that alpha-synuclein interacted. And in fact, that was really where the whole process started, because we then tested squalamine, and we found, in fact, that it did inhibit the process of clumping of the alpha-synuclein and also reduced its toxic effects.
Do you know yet how the squalamine is doing this, how it is protecting the cells and stopping these aggregates from forming or from being harmful?
We have a, a good idea about both of those issues. Squalamine appears to compete effectively with alpha-synuclein for the membrane surface, and therefore it's less likely to undergo this aggregation process.
It's a bit like making a cell a bit like a non-stick pan.
That's a very good analogy. It actually makes it less sticky to the alpha-synuclein. The other thing it seems to do is that when you get these the species which are toxic, squalamine appears to make them stick less strongly to a membrane, and it's the sticking of the toxic species to a membrane as the next process, which actually is thought to cause the damage.
Chris Dobson from Cambridge University, and that discovery was announced this week in the journal PNAS.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.